Glory to God forever. This is Wonder in Reality, and this is a short evangelistic message about the gospel of Jesus Christ and God's offer of salvation and infinitely more through His Son, Jesus Christ. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give You this time and we welcome You here. Amen. God's given every person a choice, and the choice is between God and self. It is very simple to think that the only true God, who is an infinite, eternal revelation and mystery, and He's revealed Himself as the Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, has made it simple. Everything about knowing Him is simple, including salvation. It's that choice between God and self. Every person who's ever lived has had that choice. And it's so important, we don't even know how important it, the importance of that choice is beyond our comprehension, because every person is eternal. Why? Because God made man into His own image. Every person is eternal. I've presented this before, but I want to present something that in modern times would be considered somewhat you might call it, quote, new, unquote, information. Why? Because in these last days, Jesus has revealed heaven and hell to mankind in more detail, really, probably, than ever before. In fact, He told a woman that, Mary Baxter, who wrote A Divine Revelation of Hell. So I refer anyone who wants to know about hell, just go right to that book, look up her videos, okay? But before getting into that, this choice between God and self, it's an easy choice. It's so simple and so easy to... And He's revealed Himself as Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Savior, He's the Son of God, and the Lord God Almighty. And so, that makes it an even easier decision. As the great evangelist Reinhard Bonnke said, it's not why don't you receive Jesus, it's how can you stay away from Him. This glorious Savior and Lord, and so wonderful and awesome, and at the very heart, the very deepest reality, Jesus Christ is God Almighty, and His glory, His presence and glory is beyond words. And God offers Himself to mankind, to every person, through His Son, Jesus Christ, for all eternity. It's the greatest and only offer made to mankind. The greatest, highest, most incredible, most awesome offer, and it's a gift, and it's okay. But this choice, why does man have that choice? Because we're made in God's image, and we have a free will and a choice every day as to whom we will serve. Okay, moving to eternity. This decision determines a person's eternity. Those who are written in the book of life will spend eternity in heaven, a place of glory. It's filled with the glorious splendor of God's majesty, of His presence. His presence and glory is actually fills earth as well, is everywhere on the earth, believe it or not. And that's the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. Those who choose self tragically will miss heaven, and they will spend eternity in what Jesus, in hell. Jesus said hell is the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's right there in the Gospels. Jesus spoke about hell often in several different ways. And let me repeat that. The eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell was made for the enemy and his angels, not for man. There had to be a place for angels, the fallen angels, including the enemy, to be forever, because they're eternal also. And so God withdrew himself from hell. There's nothing good there at all. In fact, there's fire and all things. It's a horrible, horrible place. And that's, tragically, that's where humans who are not in the book of life, who don't know Jesus, who are not in the book of life, that's where they will spend eternity. Think about that, eternity. How does someone get in the book of life? If just give your life to God, just go straight to God, give your life to him. If someone hears the gospel, it's give your life to Jesus Christ. Just whatever it takes, give your life to him, ask him into your life. He'll immediately come into your life and save you. And it's a glorious eternal journey, glorious revelation. Jesus offers an eternal celebration. It's what humans were born to do, were created to do, is to know the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. And man was born to fellowship with God. And in presenting all these different truths, which really are all in the Bible, okay, many people, especially unbelievers, have many, many objections. And I just want to touch on that. If we really get to the heart of their objections, it's that the cause, really, of their objections is self-will. They've chosen self. Anyone who does choose self instead of God will naturally have many objections, likely. Many, many objections. Even if we answer their objections, they'll come up with other ones, and they just, those are just really the effects of choosing self. And so there's really no need to, well, so that's why I go back to that simple choice, but it's eternally important, is the choice between God and self. Did you know the first person created was given that choice? And the two trees mentioned in Genesis, mentioned specifically in Genesis, represent the choice between God and self. But today, how glorious it is that, you know, the gospel is being proclaimed around the world, and people have, the choice between really Jesus Christ and self. What a glorious gospel. The only true God, if you want to know what he's like, just look at Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God and God. He's the revelation of God. He's the glory, hallelujah. He's the image of the invisible God. He's the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. A great man of God, I just heard him explain. What does that mean when we say that Jesus is the image of the invisible God? Well, God is invisible, right? He's the great God of the universe. Amen. If there's a mirror next to him, in that mirror would be Jesus Christ. Jesus is he's the image of the invisible God, but at the very heart of it, Jesus Christ is God. That's an eternal revelation. Amen. He's the Lord God Almighty. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, hallelujah. So we understand. I'll finish with this. Anyone who says no to Jesus Christ, they're saying no to the only true God, and there's very serious consequences. But Jesus offers an eternal celebration, a wonderful, glorious celebration. And the greatest celebration is knowing the only true God and His Son, Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Amen. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you have not, if you're away from Jesus, come back to Him. He receives anyone who comes in humility and sincerity. His arms are wide open. In fact, Jesus is knocking on the door of every person's heart. God Himself knocking on the door of every person's heart. More than just available. He's knocking on the door of every person's heart. But an eternal revelation is God cannot and will not make someone choose Him because we're made in His image. Amen.